the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you can never say I'm not a man of faith, huh? I'm standing strong. Hillary for prison. I'm holding on to it. Hillary for prison. Why? Because I hate Hillary? No, because I love justice. The Lord loves justice. We should all love justice. You know, the scripture says, people, I'm not going to get this perfect, but the point is this. That the people mourn when the vilest of men walk on every side. I'm going to say it again. The people mourn when the vilest of men walk on every side. We talk a lot about gates and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Folks, I woke up this morning with a glorious anticipation on me today. I don't know what lies ahead for us. I don't know what it is. You know, we're heading into enemy held territory today. Joe Biden's house and Obama's house and Bill Barr's house today. Got a lot of stuff to share with you. And you know, I kind of tossed and turned last night because we can be honest or we cannot be honest. Truth is, this could be considered pretty dangerous stuff to do. But let us never forget, folks, we're not the lawbreakers. We're not the lawbreakers. We'll say that again. When we question our government or we petition our government for redress of grievances, we're not the lawbreakers, my friends.
Amen.
And until we get this thing right side up, you know, I was thinking about, what, crazy, you know, crazy stuff. I was thinking about Omaha Beach, Normandy Beach, when those guys stormed the gates at stormed the gates at Normandy Beach. What was the night before like? What was the night before for those guys who ran up Pickett's the hill, Gettysburg, at Pickett's Charge? What was it like when they stormed Little Round Top? What was it like the night before? And I'm not in any way, shape, or form comparing where we are to anything that's been done in the past, but let there be no doubt, we are at the crossroads of history that if we get through this, will be written about for hundreds, if not thousands of years. We are in the middle of a Russian revolution, as we've seen revolutions happen all across the world to other countries, and because we're the United States of America, we always sit back and think nothing really impacts us. Well, this one does. This one does. And as I was getting ready to come down and do the show this morning here in my multi-million-dollar studio, I got thinking about Patrick Henry. Funny, isn't it? That Patrick Henry in his famous "Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death" speech, March 23rd, 1775. I wonder what Patrick Henry thought about the night before March 22nd, when he went to bed at night on March 22nd. I wonder if he wanted to blink. I wonder if his wife was telling him, don't go do that, Pat. Don't you go do that. You're just going to stir up trouble, Patrick. All the guys that were in there. And I thought it would be appropriate this morning as we go to Washington, D.C., That just remind you guys that we've been here before. Been here before. Here's what Patrick Henry said on March 23rd, 1775. I got it up on the screen. You can follow along, but I just want you to get this. Listen, all we're going to do is demand justice. Is that big a deal? When did demanding justice become a dangerous business? Only in 2020 America, I guess. Mr. President, it's natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We're apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern the temporal salvation? In other words, he says, we're just supposed to be worried about the here and now. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost me, I bet there was anguish of spirit, Patrick Henry, and those guys when they walked into that room. I bet there was. I got some anguish of spirit this morning. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I'm willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. Somebody say amen out there. Tell me this could not have been written today. I'm going to wait for some amen. Amen. You willing to know the whole truth and prepare for it? Patrick Henry says, I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future, but by the past. And judging by the past, I wish to know what there has been in the conduct of the American government the last 10 years to justify those hopes with which gentlemen have been pleased to solace themselves in the House. In other words, over the last 10 years, with what we've seen, what hope do we have that they're going to rectify it on their own? Is it that insidious smile with which our petition has been lately received? In other words, when we turned in our petition to Hillary's, to the Chappaqua police and the FBI, and they just kind of insidious smile. Well, what's this? Trust it not, sir, because it will prove to be a snare to your feet if you're trusting others to do their jobs. Ask yourselves how this gracious reception of our petition comports with those warlock preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called to win back our love? Let us not deceive ourselves, sir. These are the implements of war and subjugation. That's right. That's why we're peaceful, but that's why it's out in front of us, folks. The last arguments to which kings resort. I ask, gentlemen, sir, what means this martial array if its purpose be not to force us to submission? Masks, hunkering down, social distancing, another wave coming. Can gentlemen assign any other possible motive for it? Is Great Britain an enemy in this quarter of the world to call for all this accumulation of navies and armies? No, sir, she doesn't have any reason to do that. Those ships are meant for us. They can be meant for no other. They're meant for us. They are sent over to bind and rivet upon us those chains which the British ministry have been so long forgiving. And what have we to oppose to them? Shall we try arguments? You want to argue? Sure, we've been trying that for the last 10 years. Have we anything new to offer up upon the subject? Nothing. We've held the subject up in every light of which it is capable, but it has been all in vain. Shall we resort to entreaty and humble supplication? Shall we bend over and put our masks on and let him close us down again and tell us where we can eat, when we can eat, where we can go, what we can do? What terms shall we find which have not been already exhausted? Let us not, I beseech you, sir, deceive ourselves anymore. Sir, we have done everything that we could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on us. Talking about the after the election, folks. I got some stuff for you today. We've petitioned. We've remonstrated. We've supplicated. We have prostrated ourselves before the throne. We have implored its interposition to arrest the tyrannical hands of the ministry. Isn't that what we've done? Isn't that what we've done? We've done, we've petitioned, we've remonstrated, we've passed, we've filed affidavits. Just please do your job. Our petitions have been slighted. Our remonstrances have produced additional violence and insult. Our supplications have been disregarded. We've been spurned with contempt from the foot of the government. In vain, after these things, may we indulge the fond hope of peace and reconciliation. He says, how's that going to happen? There's no longer any room for hope. If we wish to be free, if we want our children to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged, in which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, then we must fight. I repeat it, sir, we must fight. An appeal to arms, the God of hosts is all that is left us. Let me say this right now for Right Wing Watch. We are going in peace. We're not going. We are a, what do they call that? We're a peaceful brigade extending the hand of peace, asking our government to do the right thing. We're not vigilante. We're not going to go hang them high. We're not going to do any of that. We're going to do what the Constitution tells us. Petition our government for redress of grievance, an appeal to heaven. They tell us, sir, that we're weak, unable to cope with such a formidable adversary as the government. But when are we going to be stronger? Will it be next week after they lock us down with COVID? We're going to be stronger then? Or are we going to be stronger next year after they lock us down again and break us all financially? We're going to be strong. We're going to be able to do it then? Will it be when we are totally disarmed and when a British guard or how about a United Nations guard shall be stationed outside every house? Somebody say amen, boys. This is more real. We've been here before. Shall we gather strength by irresolution and action? Are we, he says, are we going to remain strong just by sitting in the pews? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by laying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusional phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? This is like written today. We can see that cloud coming, can't we? Oh, you can cry for the rapture all you want to. Sir, we are not weak. If we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature has provided in our power, the God of nature, we're not weak. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty in such a country as that which we possess are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides, who presides over the destiny of nations and who raises up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle serves not to the strong alone. It's to the vigilant, to the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we don't have any choice. We have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to pull back and retire from the contest. There's no retreat, but submission and slavery. Our chains have been forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. War is inevitable. Win or lose, Donald Trump. And let it come. I repeat, sir, let it come. It's vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace. There's no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale, the next lockdown, the next coronavirus, the next whatever vaccination that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why do we stand here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Oh, forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. We've been here before, haven't we? Been here before. Just comments on that, folks. I wanted to read that to you this morning because we are how do I say this? We are not shooting. I don't even like the word. This is not a shallow entreaty that we did. This is not shallow. This is a big deal. This is a spiritual shot across the bow where we're going today. And for those of you who don't know, we're going to go to Joe Biden's house. We're going to go to Barack Obama's house. And we're going to go to Bill Barr's house. And we're going to demand justice. How long? How long are we going to wait, folks? Who is going to do it? And we're going to go and demand that our government do what it is they're supposed to do. They work for us. We don't work for them.
Hey, Coach, can Mike look up remonstrance?
Good word. Remonstrance, Mike. Remonstrance. Yeah, I wish I had Patrick Henry's speechwriter. That was pretty powerful, wasn't it? Remonstrance. We don't even know that word. To show discovery, expostulation, strong representation of reasons against a measure, either public or private. And when addressed to a public body, a prince or magistrate, they may be accompanied with a petition or supplication for the removal or petition of some evil or inconvenience. A party agreed presents a remonstrance to the legislature. We're going to present a remonstrance today. Pressing suggestions and oppositions to a major act as the remonstrance of conscience or of justice. Expostulatory counsel. We're going to give advice and reproof when we go to Washington, D.C. today. Good word, Jack. We have remonstrated. We've already done it. And now we're just moving to another level, another court, another court, whatever. Hey, Mike, pull up misprision of treason. This is important, man. This is important. This affects, this is all of us, okay? To do our duty. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States and having knowledge of the commission of any treason against them. Does anybody out there think if what Hunter Biden did and what Joe Biden did, if proven true, is there anybody out there who would say that's not treasonous? Could anybody make that argument right now that that's not treasonous, what they've done? If Joe Biden has taken money from China or remember what they tried to do to Donald Trump, taking money from Donald, can anybody make the case that that would not be treason with what we already know? So since I already know this and I owe allegiance to the United States and I have knowledge of the commission of any treason against them, if I know it and I conceal and do not as soon as may be disclose and make known the same to the president or some judge of the United States or to the governor or to some judge of a particular state, whoever doesn't report it is guilty of misprision of treason. and shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 7 years or both. Let me ask you a question. Does Bill Barr know? Does Bill Barr know? Hey, does Barack Obama know what Joe Biden did? Does Joe Biden know what Barack Obama did? Does Joe Biden know what Hillary did? Does Barack Obama know what Hillary did? Does Bill Barr know what Hillary did?
Does the special agent that you spoke to know what Hillary did?
They all know.
Wait, Coach, does the special agent know?
Well, I would say he would say he doesn't know. Right?
But you told him.
But listen, so folks, listen, see. We want an investigation. We don't want Hillary Clinton, and we don't want these guys hung tomorrow. We're not going there for vigilante justice. We are following the law. We're supposed to go tell them what we know. This is what they did. One of my favorite signs, Michelle's making it right now. Got a big sign, BLM, Biden's laptop matters. Does it matter? Does Biden's laptop matter? Misprision of treason. I know what's going on. Hey, Mike, I think we've done this before. What's misprision? See, what's his name? Webster. What does he tell us misprision is?
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Are you going to it? You should know that this definition is determined by Wikipedia to be obsolete.
Yeah, I understand that. Go to Miss Prize. See if that's it, Mike. See if Miss Prize does it. I think that's it. To Miss Prize. Yeah, that one. Miss Prize means contempt. A French word not in use, so they don't use it anymore. So misprision is not doing your duty. It's all it is, not doing your duty. Okay. I don't want to ride this horse anymore. I am so humbled that many of you are coming, and it isn't easy for you to do it. We've got guys who've driven in from Wisconsin. We have guys who've driven in from Missouri. We have guys who are flying in from Nevada, flying in from Oklahoma. We have people driving in from Kentucky. See, this isn't just a band of little guys here in Licking County, Ohio. They're getting in a car and drive. We have guys who are coming here at great sacrifice. And Kevin Van Story, others, there's many of you out there who've donated and made it possible so Mike Blake doesn't have to pay his own night in a hotel room. And I appreciate those of you who are funding the battle as much as those of you who are engaging in the battle. It takes both. And I don't, I get laughed at all the time. People laugh at me, say, hey, most of you won't even go talk to your friggin' neighbor. I'm sorry, mayor. You won't even talk to your city councilman. Except for JR, most of you won't even pick up the phone and call your congressman. We're going to go to the former president. We're going to go to the attorney general of the United States and demand he do his job. And I salute 30, 40 of however many of us are going to be there. And don't let anybody tell you it doesn't matter. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike Blake, whoever. How many people do you suppose were in the room when Patrick Henry gave that speech? How many were in the room? And how many after his speech was over walked out there and said, that Henry, that guy's crazy. He's going to get us killed. That man, Patrick Henry's going to get us killed. Right? Because let there be no doubt about it, our chains are already forged. And I don't care if they forge my chains, but I'm not going to sit back and let them throw those chains over little David. I'm just telling you, I'm going to do it. Not without a fight. And that's where we are. I've been rambling. Somebody come on in here. Golly. This Flea Flicker Friday, by the way. Well, welcome. Welcome to Coach Dave Live. I hear the guys rolling in right now. Excites me. Bob Evans is here. Bob fixed the cross, the lighted cross. He fixed that last night. That thing's lighted again. Come on in. Hey, Come on, somebody come in here.
I appreciate you reading that letter, Dave. I had never heard all of that letter, and I feel like you could have just put a stamp on that and sent it to Trump today and not even change a word.
It is amazing, isn't it? It's timeless. Why? Because tyranny never changes, friends. It never changes. And we are under tyranny. See, we think we have liberty. We do. We do to a degree have liberty. But we have liberty at the approval of a higher force. Can I go hunting, sir? Yeah, get a permit. Yeah. Can I drive a car? Yeah, if you can, you get a permit here. Can I go into the store? Yes, you can if you wear a mask. See, we don't have liberty. Now, I'm not talking about a legalized, ordered society. That's not what I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people using authority they don't have. That's what we're talking about. Especially authority that, in my mind, violates the laws of nature and of nature's God. How long are we going to put up with it? How long? Come on, somebody else come in. I got something else I want to throw up here for you real quick. Mike, can you get that? Hey, just a second, Dale. Mike, can you get that Rudy Giuliani thing? Were you able to get that up to work? Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Dale. You survived down there, yeah, bud?
Well, here's what's going on down here. Still 400,000 people without electricity. I'll probably be getting a new roof out of it. It was 1 mile an hour short of a Cat 3, which is a catastrophic hurricane. Once again, it's about my neighbors. Got to know who my neighbors are in times like this. I literally have electricity going to 5 houses. I got my spare generators out there, plus off my big generator to make sure that they don't lose their food in their refrigerator and they got something to plug their devices in to charge them. So getting the neighbors out in the street, meeting them. But here, back to that, you know, I sat in that room that Patrick Henry gave that speech when I was up in D.C. and up in Williamsburg earlier this year. But here's the thing here, that America, if we don't get to this repentance and awakening with the media the way it is, it's just a matter of time before we're in a full-fledged socialism, communistic state with those concentration camps opening up, and we will be the occupiers of those camps, because this is what it's heading to.
Dale, we don't want to believe that. I believe that, brother. I believe that.
It doesn't matter whether they don't believe it. You know, it's when you wake up and over on the there, side, then you'll know.
Yes, that's right. You'll wake up and you'll be there. And then you'll say, wow, this is real, huh? Right? This is real. This is where we are, friends.
Yep.
This is where we are. This is real. Let me throw this in here real quick. This Rudy Giuliani. Rudy ain't messing around. Now, I don't know why Rudy, I don't trust anybody in that swamp, including Rudy. Everybody's got a motive for what they're doing. But Rudy's seen all these documents and everything, right? This, folks, this is a minute, 52 seconds. You go ahead and play that, Mike.
New York Times? Want proof? Twitter? You want proof? Facebook? You want proof? You corrupt, lying, whatever you are? Here's the proof. I didn't write it. Russians didn't write it. And I didn't get the 30 million. Your prince got it. The prince of darkness, Joe Biden. The guy who used his son, a drug addict, to be his bag man. Why do you think his son lost his teeth at 40 years old? Because under this kind of pressure, working with murderers, and organized criminals like Mykola Zoshevsky and Elena Budarina and Xi Jinping at the bottom of the river and Whitey Bulger's nephew. What do you think happens to a drug addict, Dad, when you put him in with people like that? He becomes a much worse drug addict. He becomes a degenerate drug addict. You couldn't find some bum in Washington to do this for you? You had to use your son and ruin his life? And you want to be president of our country? My goodness, you should check in to the local federal prison and start doing your time. That's where you belong, not in the White House. You used your family to pick up your bribes, hide your bribes, live the life of a billionaire. And by the way, I don't think you failed in all those negotiations just because you're stupid. I think you failed in those negotiations because you sold out the United States of America. That's what I think you did. And you were ready to do it again if we didn't catch you.
That's pretty bold. That's pretty bold. Comment? If I got a comment? I got two things. I got a couple more things I want to throw up here, and then we can go wherever.
Yeah, if we come out on the other side of this thing, there'll be a movie about Rudy Giuliani at some point.
Yeah, well, there's a few truth speakers. Hey, listen, misprision of treason applies to Rudy.
That's right. It applies
to Barr. It applies to the president. If they know this is going on, they're guilty of it, folks. So are we, if we know what's going on. Go ahead, Dale.
Yep, the tentacles run deep and wide in D.C. And that's through, why is nobody doing anything on it? Because it runs through the DOJ, the State House, the judiciary system, the legal system. Brother, it runs through FEMA, Homeland Security. These guys are all tied in. You got the big roots, but then it breaks down into those little tentacles. They're all part of it.
Amen. 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 Hey, folks, listen. I'm going to say it again. The people mourn when the vilest of men walk on every side. You can Google that and find it if you want to. We got vile men walking on every side. And we also know that the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for what?
Good men to do nothing, Edmund Burke.
Amen.
Men to do nothing.
And coach, here's a parallel. Because the church really did nothing about abortion, these types of things. We did nothing about anything. And this is the results of it.
Mm. Amen, Dale. Amen. I want you, God, look, I got so much I want to share. Hey, do this one. Mike Adams. The health ranger. I don't know if you guys are aware of the health ranger. Hey, listen. This ain't no game. This ain't beanbag. This ain't beanbag. We're playing boys and girls. Mike Adams, the health ranger, posted this yesterday. Total war is coming to America after Biden is defeated on November 3rd. Prepare for every worst case scenario you've ever imagined. This is from Mike Adams, the health ranger. Mike, let's scroll down through this. Real quickly, folks, I'm not trying to scare you. This is why we're going to D.C. Mike says, first and mostly important, the Democrats' own internal polling tells them Joe Biden will lose the election next week. Folks, they know it. They're well aware of this and have been for some time. The pro-Trump black vote, which is currently running at an astounding 31%. They once said if they got 15% of the black vote, the Democrats could never win. It's 31% now, is the final nail in their coffin. One of the bombshells we've learned from our sources is that several of the large mainstream polling companies are outright fabricating polling results. They're not even calling people. In other words, they're just putting numbers out of thin air and committing straight up scientific fraud. Why? Because they're being paid to do it, folks. Hang on. Remember all those polls about Hillary Clinton last time and Trump pulls the upset? And now who's telling us that Biden's ahead? Why, it's the same poll. There was no consequence. They paid no price for what they did last time. And they're being paid to do it again. Thus, the issue with the polls is not that they are oversampling Democrats. It's that it's just totally fiction, Mike Adams says. The methodology doesn't matter when the numbers are invented in the first place. The real polls are never made public. Because the real polls show Trump winning in not just an electoral landslide, but even winning the popular vote as well. Our sources tell us. That's why the Democrats are now desperately trying to flip with vote fraud, Donald Trump, popular vote victory, so they can once again say that the Electoral College and say he's illegitimate. You know what's going on, right? So they give us some poll things here, and I don't want to go down through that. I want to show you this, though. Going down. They believe they can counterfeit enough ballots to be able to win going down. That's why they're having all the mail-ins and all that. Now, here, look. We're now told that because the polls are strongly turning against the Democrats over the last few days, with Joe Biden plunging while Trump is rising among unexpected groups such as Latinos. The Democrat puppet masters are leaning toward the nuclear option. Here is what's planned, likely, Mike Adams says, the day after the election. Actual mortar attacks on police stations and fire stations. China has supplied BLM terrorists with mortars. Kinetic attacks on power grid substations and power generation plants to plunge the nation into what Joe Biden called a dark winter. Folks, this is Mike Adams. I have a lot of respect for Mike Adams. This isn't just some yokel jokel down at the local restaurant. Violent uprisings in the streets with leftists deploy firearms and bombs to start mass killing conservatives and Trump supporters. Door-to-door execution of Trump supporters, conservative news reporters, and Christian leaders. Bombings of government buildings with high explosives. Shutting down national transportation by firebombing bridges and roadways while sabotaging the railroad lines as well. Cyber attacks on hospitals, government offices, and telecommunications infrastructures. Be prepared for these possibilities. Make sure you're ready to defend yourself, your family, your community, and your nation. When Trump wins, the left will invoke the nuclear option, and then it's anyone's guess how quickly things fall apart. In my assessment, Trump wins with over 300 electoral votes. So there you are. Believe it or not believe it, and I'm not doom or gloom or doom porn or anything like that. We don't understand how invested the left is in winning this election and how desperate they will be if they don't. Anybody, come on in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're desperate because after the election, we're gonna have them arrested and hung, most likely. So
we'll see. We'll see how justice moves forward from this point, right? I don't know. Go sneeze. Pardon me. I usually sneeze about four times in a row. Once I say, here comes another one. Somebody's talk. Excuse me. One more thing. Hey, am I all over the place today? I don't mean to be all over the place. Just trying to prepare you. Stephanie, it's Halloween. This is Halloween's night, right?
That's right. All the spirits are assembled, Coach.
Everything, man. Everything is assembled. I got a call yesterday from, I informed the police I'd love to play you the message. I called the police in Wilmington, Delaware, and made them aware that we were coming and that we were peaceful and that we wanted to petition our government for a redress of grievances, which the First Amendment gives us the right to do. And that we would be there, and we expected them to keep us safe and protect our right to be able to speak out in front of Joe Biden's house. Left a message. I got a call back. I wish I could play it for you. I got a call back yesterday, and another one's coming today from the police force in Wilmington, Delaware. Hey, I've been doing this a while, right? I'm ready for them to call and say, listen, do you have this permit? And do you have this permit? And do you have this and then this insurance? And this? I was ready for all that. And I got the call back, and it was unbelievable. The police officer said, so-and-so will be in touch with you tomorrow. Tell us exactly what time you're going to be here. Joe Biden lives on a road with no sidewalks and no berm. And we need to know when you will be here, and we will give you 30 minutes where we will shut down the road so that you guys can pray and petition and do whatever you are legally, lawfully allowed to do, and we will be there to protect you. Is that unbelievable? I got it on my phone. You don't know how big that is, right? Because we're always fighting the cops. Always fighting the cops.
Amen, Coach. Amen. Hallelujah. That is amazing.
Yes, Woo! It is amazing. I would play it for you, except I want to protect the police officer. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, really. But they said,
Amen, Coach. Amen.
They said, you come on. We'll block down the road for you. You come on. You got a half hour on that road.
Give glory to God. Praise the Holy Spirit.
Huh? Is that unbelievable? Is that unbelievable?
Praise God.
It's all good stuff. Okay, listen, I got to show you one more thing, show you why we're in the mess we're in. Mike, do the rented evangelies at the bottom. Rented evangelies. Remember, we're losing this battle, folks, because of our own team. I saw this yesterday, 2 days ago. Remember, I hear the guys upstairs. I'm getting excited. This was written, George Soros and his rented evangelicals. George Soros and his rented evangelifish. Scroll down, Mike. It's an opinion analysis. Back in December of 2018, I think it says. A new video from the American Association of Evangelicals reveals how George Soros, through his many funding ventures, has been busy infiltrating Christian base in America to divide and ultimately conquer the religious minded within the Republican Party. Truly, with the left, political wars know no bounds. Nothing sacred. Not when it comes to the leftist desire, drive to succeed. Here's what AAE put out in a press release. Democrat ministers Reverend Jim Wallace and allies are now touring many states on Vote Common Good buses to split the evangelical vote. Huh? Yeah. The video features a newly released voice funding of Wallace of Sojourners, who's connected with a lot of other big-time churches, as he publicly denied that he was a recipient of Soros funding. But guess what? His denial's proven a bit wrong. Soros-tied Open Society money and grant dollars have not only flowed by the hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Sojourners, AAE reported, but Soros-tied Open Society money and grant dollars have been flowing to the Sojourners for some time. That's Jim Wallace and his group. Soros funding of Sojourners is only the tip of the iceberg, wrote National Review. George Soros funding Jim Wallace and Sojourners, wrote Crisis Magazine. The funding from Soros Foundation, the Open Society, was revealed by Marvin Alaska in World Magazine. George Soros sent $150,000 to Jim Wallace's left-wing group Sojourners. Lest the significance go unrecognized, the Sojourners is a far-left group that masquerades as a Christian outlet bent on doing God's work, but that far more often seem to do nothing but the Democrats' will. We are evangelicals, Catholics, Pentecostals, Protestants, progressives and Catholics, blacks, whites, Latinos, and Asians, women and men, young and old, to seek to discover the intersection of faith, politics, and culture, says Sojourners. So that sounds honorable enough, but how come that intersection never leads down a conservative path? How come Wallace never votes for conservative things? The organization's magazine puts out such thoughts as no war between amigos, conservative court packing isn't about abortion, it's about culture. I'm going to stop. So there you see, this is what we suspected, right? That a lot of our evangelifish leaders have, in fact, been financially bought off by George Soros and the left. Amen. Amen. All right. 17 minutes. Somebody help me finish this thing up today.
Okay, Coach. What is the primary objective?
Hey, Mike. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 3, Mike. Go ahead, Joe. What's the primary objective?
Yes. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is the final and ultimate objective. We're trying to reset the country to a condition where we can obtain this. And individually, we should never forget this. And if we see an opportunity to witness to somebody as to why we're doing this, we need to take it and use it. to show them what we're doing.
Amen. Amen, Joe. The basis why we're doing it. That's right. Well said. Go ahead, Glenn, if you wanted to.
No, I just wanted to amen that, Coach.
Okay.
That was great, Joe.
Can I jump in here, Coach?
Sure, Bobby.
I know Chad's listening. I was going to reply to Chad just now with something funny from the Braveheart speech. Can I just read that last paragraph from the Braveheart speech?
Sure.
Chad, this is for you. I fight and you may die. Run and you will live at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell your enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom?
See ya, Bobby. That's right. and again, the long line of godly men who died martyrs for that very cause.
Hey, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just want to say, on my way from South Carolina, picking up one passenger in about a half hour, pick another one up in Maryland, hope to be in Delaware on time.
You're the man, Larry. You're the man. By the way, hang on, Jack, just a second. If you are coming, folks, and you haven't gotten the updated information, just contact me through coach@coachdavelive.com. Say, Coach, I don't know where to go. coach@coachdavelive.com. If you are signed up to go, you should have received all the information. You should have already received it. If you haven't, contact me and let me know. Come on in, Jack.
Hey, Coach. Yeah, this is Gary. We're on our way down there now. And I just want to comment about Soros' funding of these churches. It really does give the expression hirelings a whole new meaning for these pastors.
Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3, hey, verse 1. Go ahead, Dale.
Oh, well, there you go. I was actually going to say, you know, I got a word from the commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. His word going to you, which is found in Joshua. And although we know these words, do not take them lightly. He said, my servant is dead. Let me tell you what, Coach, those people who have paved the Western trails before you, they're dead.
They are.
Therefore, arise and go over this Jordan.
Sure, turn
verse
now.
Three. Every, sure. Every place that the soles of your feet shall tread upon that I have given unto you, just as I have told Moses or your forefathers, there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee in all thy days and thy life. As it was with your forefathers and Moses, so will I be there with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage.
Amen.
For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance of the land. Brother, this land is the inheritance which I swore unto the fathers to give you. Only be strong and be very courageous, that you may be able to observe and to do, and I'll say that again, to do according everything that is in the law the Moses servant commanded thee. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right, that you may prosper wherever you go.
Amen, brother.
There you go, Coach.
Be strong. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Our cause is noble, folks. Our cause is noble. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For politicians shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient not only to the parents but to the law, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection. They won't even protect unborn babies. They're going to be truce breakers, false accusers, and do impeachment trials when there isn't even any evidence. They're going to be incontinent. They'll be fierce. And folks, they're going to be despisers of those that are good. They're traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more of lovers than God. Oh, they're going to have a form of godliness, but they're going to deny the power. Get away from them. Get away from them. For these men are the kind which creep into the houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with their divers lusts, lusting after this and more of this and more of this and more of this, ever learning and never able to come just to the simplicity of the knowledge of the truth. Jesus is the truth. They ever learning and denying the truth. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. I bet Paul would have gone to Washington. Persecutions, afflictions, which came to me in D.C., a lot of other places where I went, the persecutions I endured, but the Lord delivered me out of every one of them. What? Persecutions. Yep. You ready, Joe? All that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
One way or another.
But evil men and seducers, they're going to get worse and worse. They're going to be deceiving and being deceived. But you continue in the things which you've learned, been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And remember, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof of Bill Barr, for correction of Barack Obama, and for instruction in righteousness to Joe Biden, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works. Go to the next chapter real quick. Remember, folks, in the Bible, there are no chapter breaks. This is just another paragraph. So I charge you, therefore, Randy, Jeff Nell, and Mike Blake, and the Lord Jesus, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, it is appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not ensure sound teaching, sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers, because their ears are itching. And they're going to turn their ears away from the truth. And they're going to believe that Bruce Jenner is a woman and that you can kill a baby and that men can marry men. They're going to believe that. Why? Because they're turning their ears away from the truth. But you watch. In all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. Wow, that's some heavy words there, isn't it? That's some heavy words. That's a heavy, heavy challenge. I want to say this again. We're not upset or judgmental or thinking anything less of anybody that can't come. Don't want you to think that. We'd covet your prayers. But we know that the Lord, we're dwelling under the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. And we're going to be like the men of Issachar, or understand the time in which we live and know what it is that men of God need to do. Now, remember this. It was John Adams, I think, who said, duty is ours. The results belong to God.
Amen.
We're going to go do what the Lord has called us to do. And we'll let the chips fall where they may. But we know this, they're not going to be able to say nobody told them, because we're going to go tell them. 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Hey, Coach. Yep. Yes. Coach, could you imagine being alive the day that the World War II was declared over and Germany's surrender, how the streets of New York emptied? This is the kind of time that we're living in right now, what you guys are about to do, what's about to happen through this election. Brother, these are the times that I think Paul himself looked jealous, look forward and said, man, I wish I was alive. What a time to be alive today.
What a time to be alive. Randy, where are you, man? You at the airport?
Coach, I'm in the airport getting ready to get on my plane.
He's wearing an invisible mask.
I'm the only one in here without a mask. There's 300 people. But it's all right, Coach. This is what you have to do to just to walk in truth, you have to be able to be looked on as different or whatever. But Coach, look at this. The Mayflower Compact said, for the glory of God and for the advancement of the Christian faith.
Mm-hmm, boy.
Coach, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're
It's a kingdom, Randy. We're advancing a kingdom. See, they want us to advance a secular government. No, no, no. We want to advance a kingdom. Use a government to advance a kingdom. That's
it's 400 years, Coach. November the 11th is 400 years. Wow. That's when they wrote it. November the 18th, they signed it. Coach, this is a God year. This is an event. It's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is. On Halloween. On Halloween, right? only God can orchestrate stuff like that. So again, folks, hey, listen, I got some guys upstairs. I got to get rolling. We covet your prayers. Yes, the answer is yes. I will be doing Facebook Live from the events. We'll be able to follow a little bit. And hey, please, the first one today will be about 4 o'clock. About 4 o'clock, we'll be doing our first event. I don't want to say where it is because I don't want the enemy to know. But about 4 o'clock today, we'll be doing a Facebook Live that you can jump in here and follow and share with your friends. And it's really important when we do. See, listen, we're not going to get much media coverage, right? And we're not doing it for the media. But we want the word to go far and wide that men are rising up and pushing back. So when you get on your Facebook Live, you can share it with your whole list. You can share it with your whole list. So let's create our own media empire here and try to get the word out and the truth out of exactly what it is we're trying to do. Area code 301. Yeah, go ahead.
Because we are the media now. Forget those other freaks.
Yeah. We have to do it, man. We have to do it.
Judges 16:28. You'll appreciate this, Coach.
Read it.
And Samson called to the Lord, saying, O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray. Just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistine for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars, which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, one on the right and one on the left. Then Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the lords and all the people who were in it.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty and give me death.
Well, and probably the moral of that story also, too, Craig, is that, see, Samson killed more those in his death than he did all the time that he was alive.
Amen. Amen.
So he sacrificed his own self.
Amen.
Give me liberty or give me death. Pray for us, will you? God bless you. I got to run. I hear the horses. I hear the hooves of a horse upstairs pounding on the carpet. They're anxious to get rolling.
Rock on, God
bless y'all. God bless y'all.